Let us begin. I'm here, Janet, you here?
Yeah. I'm here.
In this section of the Shir, we've taken a break from Shmuel, and now I'm just looking at Tehillim and looking at specifically Hallel. And hello, Suzanne. So we're looking at Hallel, and we've talked about Hallel HaMitzri. That's the Hallel that we normally think of as when we say it, talk about Hallel. Is that Eitan there?
Yes, I see. He's paying attention. Yes. He's listening.
Okay, hi. Very good. Okay, so this is being recorded. So we talked about Hallel HaMitzri, which is the regular Hallel we say in Yom Tov. It's the Hallel of holidays and of miracles. We talked about what the Gemara calls the Hallel Shebechol Yom, the Hallel that you say every day. That's Psukei Zimra. The Hallel of the fact that we're alive, of sustenance, that the rain falls, we have something to eat. That's another Hallel we pray to Hashem for. There's a third set of Prakim in Tehillim that's also called Hallel. For that, we're going to go to the Gemara in Pesachim. But Pesach is in only 3 weeks. Everyone should panic now. And that last parak in Pesachim talks about the Seder. Verse 1. Mazgulo koslishi. So the third cup is poured. Berach al mazano, and you say Birkat ha-mazon. Third cup. Then revi'i, for the fourth cup, gomar lavat ha-halal. Finish saying halal. So the ha-halal, the halal that they're talking about here is the halal mitzri, the halal we usually think about for halal, because it's gomar lav, you finish the halal, because we've said the first two prakim way back in Magid in the Seder, and we finish it after benching. That's the fourth cup. Gomar lav at halal, omar lav birkat hashir. We say nishmat, sabach, you say, we all know the text of the Seder. But the Gemara brings a braita that says, no, we don't just do that. Tana Rabbana, source two. Vi gomar lav at halal, on the fourth cup, we finish saying halal, the omar halal gadol. And we also say halal hagadol, the great halal. Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon is a Tana. He was a colleague of Rabbi Akiva, one of the five who were all having a Seder in Bnei Brak. And he says, you say, you finish Hallel, which again, that's Hallel, the Hallel, the one we usually think of Hallel. And then you say Hallel Gadol. The question is, what is Hallel Gadol? What makes it different from the regular Hallel? And what makes it Gadol? Why is it great? And what is Rabbi, why does Rabbi Tarfon say that we should say it in addition to the regular Hallel? Okay, that we say Hallel, which makes sense. It's a Yom Tov, we say Hallel, and then we add this Hallel Gadol. So the question the Gemara Emily asked it: what's Hallel HaGadol? What's the great Hallel? Verse 3: Nehechan Hallel Gadol. Questions go on. It asks, where does Hallel HaGadol start? We have a three-way argument. I'm going to have to keep track, get the Gemara heads on, keep track of who's saying what. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mehodu Adnara Bavel. Rabbi Yehuda says that we're going to say that the chapters of Tehillim that go from Hodu till Nara Bavel. We're going to look at that inside. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Mishira Malar Adnara Bavel. Achabar Yaakov Omer, Mikiyako Bachar Laka Adnara Bavel. So let's look at what Tehillim looks like. So these basically start. Let's go back to the end. Everyone agrees that we say it until Ad Naharot Bavel. That is, you know, Ad Naharot Bavel, Sham Yashanu Bachinu, that's Tehillim Kuf Lamed Zayin 137. Everyone agrees that when it says Ad, it means Ad V'lo Ad Bechol, meaning up to but not including. So Ad Naharot Bavel is not part of anybody's Hallel. It's not praising Hashem, it's a Kina, it's how terrible things are that we're in exile there. So the only question then is, we're going to say everything up to, but not including Tehillim Kuf Lamed Zayin, Al Nara Bavel. The question is, where do we start? That's the Gemara's question. Mehechan, where do we start? First opinion is Rabbi Yehuda would say start with Hodu. That's the parak right beforehand. That's Kuf Lamed Zayin 136. Starts with Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Kiyum Tzarto, We say that every Shabbos morning in Pesukei Zimra, and it goes Lo Seshmai Mitzuna, Kilom Chaso. Every line ends with a Kilom Chaso, and it ends with Notin Lechem Mechol Basar Kilom Chaso, that God gives bread to all, provides food for all flesh, for His mercy endures forever. Hodula Kel Shamayim, praise the God of heaven, Kilom Chaso, for His mercy endures forever. And that's Rabbi Yehuda's Halal Hagadol. One parak. Start from Hodu, go up to Adna Barvel. That's all you say, and that's what we do at the Seder. That's what we do. We say that one long paragraph, and by that point, everyone's fallen asleep, and you desperately try to find some kind of tune to sing this. But permit everyone to fall asleep by the time you get to Halal Hagadol. Hodu Hashem Ki Tov, Kilom Chaso, and all the Kilom Chasos. Rabbi Yochanan says you start from Shir HaMalon. Now, there, right before this parak of Hodu, there's another one parak that's Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Shem Hashem, and then there are 15 prakim of Tilim that start with Shir HaMalach, Song of Essence. And most will agree that when Rabbi Yochanan is saying, you start from the last one. So Halagadol goes from Tehillim 134 all the way through Tehillim 136, three prakim total, and that last Shir HaMalot is both the end of the Shir HaMalot, the Songs of Ascent, and the beginning of Halal HaGadol. Figure out why, but the Shir HaMalot is very short. Three Pesukim, the whole thing, that last Shir HaMalot, three Pesukim long, Shir HaMalot, a song of going up. Praise God, all you serve. God, Om Mevet Hashem Balelot, who stand in the house of God at night. Su Yedchem Kodesh, raise your hands in the holy place, Berachot Hashem, and bless Hashem, and Yivarech Hashem et Zion, Oseh Shema Eretz, and God will bless you, out of Zion, who makes the heaven and the earth. Then he would say, you continue to the, through the next paragraph, which starts with Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hashem, Hashem, Hallelujah, De Hashem. Very similar. Praise God, praise the name of God, praise all these servants of God. Sheomdim beveit Hashem, you who stand in the house of God. In the courtyards of the house of our Lord, Hallelujah, Ki Tov Hashem. Praise God, because He's good. And the next pasuk is Ki Yaakov Bachar Laka Yisrael Esklato, because Yaakov was chosen by God, and Israel is God's treasure. And it ends with Baruch Hashem Mitzion, praise God from Zion, Shochein Yerushalayim, who dwells in Yerushalayim. So that's the second opinion, that you start from Shir HaMalot and you say three prakim of Tehillim for Halal HaGadol. Shir HaMalot, Hallelujah, and Hodu. Third opinion is Rav Acha bar Yaakov. He says you start with Yaakov Bachar Loka and continue on. If you look back at our pasuk, that pasuk is the fourth pasuk of Psalms 135. For some reason, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says you should start in the middle of a parak when you're saying Halal HaGadol. And then the question then is, why start in the middle? Now we do add that Psalm 135 as part of our Pesukei Zimra, but we start from the beginning. Say the whole Hallelujah, then we say Hodu, which is 136. Why start in the middle? So that's what we're going to look at. Why do we want to start, why would Rav Acha bar Yaakov say, start Halal HaGadol in the middle of a parak? The answer is that chapters that we have are not a Jewish division. Chapters were created by Christians. Not clear that what we have is the beginning of chapter 135. We'll look at it here in Sfaria. Starts here with this Hallelujah. Not clear that that really is the beginning, because there's another Hallelujah, which usually is the beginning of a parak. There's another one, two psukim down. The Gemara asks that. More discusses where the chapter divisions in Sefer Tehillim are. Amar Rav Chanin bar Abba, Talmudim, everyone agrees that She'omdim beveit Hashem. If you look at the pasuk that says She'omdim beveit Hashem, which is right over here in 135, second pasuk, She'omdim beveit Hashem b'chatzrot beit Elokeinu, and he says Hallelujah debatrei, the Hallelujah that comes afterwards, Reish Pirka, is actually the beginning of a parak. He's saying that this parak that we have in our Tanakh that has one long parak of Tehillim, 135, really is two. There's a short one, called 135a. That's Hallelujah, Hashem, Hashem, Hallelujah, Hashem, Shom Nivet Hashem, Chatzot Beit Elokeinu. And then another parak that's 135b starts with Hallelujah, Kitov Hashem, Zamru Lashmo Kinayim. And presumably, when Rav Acha is saying that you should start from this Yaakov Bachaliyah, he means from here. This is the introduction. This is the actual text, Yaakov. And he would start his Halal Hagadol from what we have as Perek, as Pasuk Gimel, the third Pasuk. Because the first two Pasukim are their own Perek. Okay, so we have two little, our Kilim 135 really consists of two separate Prakim. One is this Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hashem, Hashem, Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem, She'omni Beit Hashem, B'chazor Ben Elkeinu. And another one that goes, that starts Hallelujah and Hallelujah, and that's Yaakov B'chal Allah Kakum. Israel was chosen by God. Also looking at the Gemara there, says that, well, having a two-verse parak, like we just proposed, this 135a, is too short to be independent, and that really is part of the previous parak. The Shira Malot, instead of being just three psukim long, is actually five psukim long. Back over here. So, Shira Malot Hebrachot Hashem, and you have this Omni Mevet Hashem Balelot, and it continues, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hashem Hashem, She'omni Mevet Hashem. It's all about those who are standing in the house of God. That's that what that whole little parak is. It's a Tosfot. That's Gemara. L'fisha anu tzrichim lomar bo. So, because of what they said that Hallelujah is his own parak, we have to say that Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hashem, Hashem, Hallelujah, De Hashem, Shalom Alamizah, but those two psukim before that Hallelujah, Eino Tzvila Mizra, not part of the same parak. Even though our Tanakh has it in the same parak, it's really got to be a separate parak. Hu Sofo Shil Shira Malot, Tini Baruch Hu. Really, it's the end of the previous Shira Malot. But he suffers. So now I understand the Kamirin Lakama, and when it says later on that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, Machil Halagado Miki Yaakov Bachar Lakar. I understand what Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is saying when he says, you know, you should say your Halagado from what looks like the third Pasuk. It's not the third Pasuk. Tavi Tchila Mizra. That's the beginning of the parak. You're just dividing it up wrong. So I, oh, because you have to say, because you have to say that he wouldn't start halal in the middle of the parak. We have our three choices of halal gadol, one of which is that we start from Shir HaMala, which talks about Omni Mevet Hashem, and includes these two psukim of Omni Mevet Hashem, those who stand in the house of God. And then continues. The next opinion is, no, we start the next parak, which is all about Yaakov Bachar Loka, because Yaakov was chosen by God, and goes on and ends with Baruch Hashem Etzion, praise God from Tzion, all about Yerushalayim. The third opinion, do I say at the Seder, is it's just the one parak of Hodu Hashem Kito Kilom Chasdo, which ends with, all the way down here, Notei Lechem Kol Basar, provides food for all flesh, Kilom Chasov, for his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah, Kal Shamayim, praise God in heaven. Kilom Chasov, mercy endures forever. So three possible ways of understanding what Halal Gadol is that we're supposed to say at the Seder. Let's figure this out. What are they arguing about? What is Halal Gadol supposed to mean? And the Gemara asked that. Agrees that the core of Halal Gadol is that last parak, Hodu Hashem Ki Tov Kilom Chasdo. This idea that Hashem's mercy endures forever. Gemara asks, Loma Nikra Shmo Halal Gadol. Why is it called Halal Gadol? What makes it great? This is the praise of God that is Gadol. This is great. It's not longer than the other ones. So Amri Yochanan, Nesha Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Rumo Shel Olam. It's because it expresses the idea that God sits on high, heaven and the above all the world, Mechalek Mizonot L'chol Beria, and gives food to all creation. That Halal Mitzri, the Halal we say in Yom Tov, is a Halal of Opal Miracle. Talks about Shikadu Harim Ke'elim, Uvaot K'meh Tzon, that the mountains quake, like rams, the sea splits, the Jordan splits, all these great miracles. So Gezimra is the hall of everyday existence. God provides food every day of what we call Nesnitha, hidden miracle. The fact that we exist is a miracle. That's not the big dramatic showy stuff of Yetziat Mitzrayim. This parak has both. That makes it God. It has both parts of it. It both has Makay Mitzrayim Bivchorehem Ki Olam Chasdo, that out of God's chesed killed the Egyptian firstborn, led us through the sea, conquered the land, and it also contains Noten Lechem Mechol Basar Ki Olam Chasdo. God gives food to every living creature. Both of those ideas, both are in the same parak here. And that's what that's what Hallel HaGadol means. It includes both kinds of Hallel. And we don't say it every day. Those are two separate ideas. And they don't, each of them warrants their own Hallel, their own Tehillah. We say the one every day when we express it, and we say the one on holidays when we express the idea of the miracles. But we don't mix them together because we realize that they are different things and express different ideas. But there's one occasion where they do go together. That we want, specifically want to say this Hallel Gadol that expresses both the miracles and the everyday existence. And that is in the Mishnah Tanit, that's an occasion of a drought where rain comes. Where we're in danger and then the rain comes down, we say this is as close to an open miracle as we're ever going to get. So this is the Mishnah Tanit. Ma'aseh shegazru tanit b'lud. It happened that there was a drought, lack of rain, and they declared a fast day, a day of public prayer and repentance and fasting in Lud, right outside the airport. And before noon, as they're sitting there davening, the rain started coming down. Rabbi Tarfon told them, Rabbi Tarfon, we mentioned before. Okay, the rain started, great. You can now go home and start eating. We canceled the fast because obviously our prayers were answered. And go have a holiday, take the day off, and we're all going to celebrate because the rain came. So everyone went out and they ate, they drank, they had a holiday. Ubo ben harbayim, they came back ben harbayim in the late afternoon. The Karu Hallel Gadol, and they read Hallel Gadol. Because that's what Hallel Gadol really connects those two things. And that rain, that sense, okay, that we're praying for something, we're in danger, and then Hashem answers us, we feel that. That's as close as we get to an open miracle. And that's what our parak says. Look at Tehillim Kuflam Hey, 135. One of our parakim in here in Hallel Gadol says explicitly. What God does, whatever God wants. The heavens, the earth, bayamim, the seas, called tamot in the depths. Brings cloud from the ends of the earth. Brakima lamatar asa brings lightning and rain. Let's say ruach melchatav brings the winds out of the storehouses. So again, that's God brings rain. And killed the firstborn of Egypt, and had the signs and wonders in the midst of Egypt, Paro v'chovadav, the Paro. The Prakim expressed this idea that bringing rain is like the miracles of Egypt. We feel the presence of Hashem in the world when we have the sense of our prayers answered. And that's at least in time of the Mishnah, that was that one time what happened where things are too bad, start praying, and you're answered in the middle of the day, you can see it, you can feel it. So that's what Hallel Gadol is there for. Rest up. Wow, we just had an open miracle. So most of what I'm going to say here is from an article by Rabbi Yehuda Zalden, who is a lecturer at Bar Ilan. talks about the Hallel Gadol. Why are we saying Hallel Gadol at the Seder? We just justified saying it in the point of a drought that's been, that the rain started for, that we feel Hashem's hand, but it's the same Rabbi Tarfon who said, okay, right now the rain came, you should say Hallel Gadol. Same Rabbi Tarfon who says, in the Seder at night, you should say Hallel Gadol. And he points out that this language of the Mishnah, when it says that they said halagadol, they said it, it says here, after they went home, they ate, they drank, they had a party. Ubao ben harbayim. They came ben harbayim in the evening. Bakor halagadol. That language, that those words of ben harbayim should sound familiar, because it says Pesach was coming. Look at the psukim, the commandment to bring the Korban Pesach. That's when the Korban Pesach was offered. And they have Parsha Chodesh, 2 weeks. Abruah called Adap Yisrael. Hashem tells Moshe, go tell all the Israel, and more Bachodesh, Be'esorah Chodesh Hazeh, the 10th day of the month of Nisan. Bichu ha'am ish sell a bit avot. Everyone should take a sheep for every family, sell a bayit, one sheep for household. Ve'elachem v'shmeret, and you'll keep that sheep ad arba asa yom l'chodesh hazeh, until the 14th day of that month. V'shachatu oto kol kol kahal adat Yisrael ben harbayim, and it'll be slaughtered the entire congregation of Israel, ben harbayim. Ben harbayim is when the Korban Pesach is. That's not the Seder. Okay, the Seder is at night. Ben Harbayim is close to nightfall, but that's the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is offered Ben Harbayim. Hallel was said that. While they were offering their Korban Pesach in Beit Midrash, they said Hallel. The Mishnah Pesachim. Pesach Nishchat B'Shalosh Kitot. That there are three groups, branches, I like that word, tranch. Sections of people would come in to offer their Korban Pesach. They'd have three slots. And if you sign up for them or not, just first come, first serve. Shnemar b'shachatu oto kol kahal adat Yisrael. Ben Arbayim, that is the kahal, the community, the Eidah, the congregation, Yisrael. Those three things, the Mishnah understands that to mean three different groups would come in. They'd come in as many would fit. They'd offer their sacrifices. Then they would leave. The next one would come in, slaughter their Korban Pesach. The next group would come in. And Korza Halal. And while each group is offering their Korban Pesach, they would be reading Halal. And Gamru, and if they finished their Halal and they're still busy with their Korbanot, Shanu, they would say Halal again. They would keep singing it. Im Shanu Shlisho, and if they finish the second time, they do it a third time. Even though the Mishnah points out that that's the rule, you could repeat it as many times as you need it, but they never needed to go to the third time. Three times through Hallel was enough time to get each group the Korban Pesach done and out ready to barbecue. The Gudah Omer, Rapido would add, the Mesh, they'll catch Lishi, that the third group of people came in. Never got to that third parak of Hallel in the first time through. Because there were relatively few people that were on that last slot. Most people got in one of the earlier slots. If you want to get home and get your Seder started, otherwise you're stuck till the middle of the night with your Seder. So the last slot had fewer people, and they only got to Ahad Tiki Yishma Hashem. And that's important because that tells you what Hallel they're talking about. Ahad Tiki Yishma Hashem is part of what we call Hallel Mitzri. Regular Hallel we say on holidays, that's our Hallel, and that's the fourth parak of Hallel. So they didn't get that far. So, Torah to Hallel, they said Hallel while the Korban was being offered. Who is it who said it? So Rashi says, that the people bring the Pesach in, would say Hallel. Kol Kit Karua et Hallel. Gimel Pamim. Every group would read Hallel three times. Because they had so many Korban Pesach, Yutonim Hallel B'Shekhiyatam, and they had to say Hallel while they shechted it. And Tosfot argues that that's completely wrong. This Hallel three, the Mishnah said they didn't say it three times. They never got, right, they never needed to go three times. And it can't be the people saying Hallel, because the ones who sang in the Beit Midrash were the Levim. The word Hallel must refer to the Levim singing while the Bnei Yisrael were all shechting their carbons and bringing their carbons and sprinkling the blood. That's also. Masha Pirish B'Kuntres, Shekit Kruat Hallel. And when Kuntres literally means the pamphlet, the Tosfot didn't have a printed Gemara with Rashi on the side, Tosfot on the other side. They had a separate handwritten booklet that had Rashi's commentary. And it says what Rashi says in his little booklet about commentary on the Gemara, that Kit Karuat Hallel, that the people who were bringing the Karbah, they're the ones who read Hallel. Lohaita, that's not right. Lohaita Kit Karuat, the people didn't read it. Ela Levim Karim. We try to understand Rashi. I won't go through all of Zoldan's arguments. He compares it to the Yerushalmi. Is it? And brings this idea. And what he says is there are two different Hallel. On Erev Pesach. Nitin l'hasbir. We should understand. She'en kavanat Rashi lomar. She Yisraelim hayu omrim halo. Rashi doesn't understand that the Bnei Yisrael orphanish their karbanot are saying halo. They're singing B'kei Yisrael Mitzrayim, Yerechash, Zecharani Yerech, and all that. That's not. That was Levi. Definitely. Rashi Madgish. Rashi making the point. Im kol ket v'ket, ayu makrim pesach, ayu omrim halavim et halel, that while the ket, the group were offering their karban, that they would say, the levim would be singing halel. Midach, and on the other hand, yidakein lamar, you'd say that Yisraelim, that the Bnei Yisrael were there, hayu omrim et halel ha-gadol. That's the halel ha-gadol in Pesach. They were singing halel ha-gadol while they were offering. We're saying, reciting Halal Gadol while they're offering the Korban Pesach. So that's why he would understand Halal Gadol really is the one about providing, but it starts with these two little chapters about Omdim Beit Hashem, standing in the Beit HaMikdash. That's the people. This is the Shira Mala welcoming all the people into the Beit HaMikdash. They're raising their hands in prayer or clapping to the music possibly. And that's what Shira Malad is. Shira Malad, a song of those who went up, right? The Olila Regel. That's the Rashbam. Right? Why are these songs called Shira Malot? A song going up, Lepi Pshuto, Baliatana Regel. They go up to the Beit Midrash for the holidays. Like, oh, since Shir Alatana Aliot, and that's what was sung by the Levim, by the people, when they would come into the Beit Midrash. Kach Mukhrachim, Amizmarim Malolo, and you can understand that if you look at the actual words of all these Shira Malot, because it says Shabakulam Nimsa Shemaskir, and every one of them mentions Kol Yisrael, O Tzion, Yerushalayim. We always talk about Yisrael, talk about Tzion, talk about Yerushalayim. They're all about Aliyah L'Regel. That's what Shira Malot means. They also correspond to the steps in the Beit HaMikdash themselves, and I think that's more of an effect rather than a cause. These are the Tehillim. Shira Malot is the Tehillim of the Aliyah L'Regel. They say, Hinei Baruch Vat Hashem Kol Adi Hashem. So you all who serve Hashem, praise God. You who stand in the house of God at nighttime. That's interesting because there's only one carbon offered at night for the evening. You're supposed to finish your carbon up by the time you do the carbon tamid, the everyday carbon in the afternoon. That's the writer in Gemara Pesachim, Rabbanan. So that first everyday carbon, the tamid, in the morning was the first thing. Nothing was before the Elakatorah Bilvah, except Cohen brought the incense before that. And nothing came after the carbon tamid, in terms of the service in the Beit Midrash. After tamid shel ben harbayim, that afternoon carbon tamid, Elakatorah, you have the incense, Neirot, you lit the menorah, and a carbon pesach. Offered a carbon pesach after the carbon tamid, and incidentally, mechusar kippurim be'erev pesach, someone who's tamei who has to bring a carbon before their tahar, in order to bring their pesach, could also bring their carbon at night. The only time he brought a carbon at night was, or after the tamid shel ben arbayim, was erev pesach. So this omdim be'et hashem b'alot must be talking about this carbon pesach.
That's true, then when did these people eat with their families? Weren't they supposed to eat the carbon pesach with their families?
Yeah,
that would be when everybody's sitting around the table, no?
Right. So you had one person from each family unit or whoever, brought their sheep or kid to the Beit HaMikdash, rejected there. They had an assembly line of bring the blood, sprinkle the blood, and the amarim and the internal organs. And then you went home or to your hotel with your sheep, cooked it at home.
Oh, you cooked it at home.
And ate your Seder that night. Right, right. You didn't cook it right. You went back. You went back to your hotel, roasted it on a spit back at the hotel, and then you had your Seder at home at night.
Because actually they cook it at the Beit HaMikdash, but I guess they obviously couldn't have with all those people.
They did not cook it at the Beit HaMikdash, right. That was, no.
Okay.
So they're in the Beit HaMikdash, they shech their carbon, and then they take them home and they eat them.
Interesting.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
But then it ends, and with U'yadchem Kodesh, raise your hands, berachos, and praise Hashem. And when you do that, you berach Hashem Tzion. Especially my Aretz. God will bless you. Bless us. You praise Hashem. Hashem will bless you out of Tia, who makes heaven and earth. And Tribal Meltzer, who has this wonderful book called Pnei Sefer Tehillim, he had a radio show. He's the son of Israel Meltzer, one of the members of the Mossad Rafa Cook. He had a radio show in the 50s and 60s about Tehillim. And he said that this Yevarecha Hashem Tzion, Yerecha Hashem Yitzion Oseh Shemai Ba'aretz really should be read as that it's that God who will bless you out of Tzion, God who is the maker of heaven and earth. Hatzla'ot is what he puts. Hatzla'ot mashlimot du'atzo. These verses complement one another. On the clear, and it's easy. If childish was easy here, and you should read these psukim as though the beginning repeats itself. And the intention, the meaning of this last pasuk is Yevarecha Hashem Tzion. God will bless you from Tzion. Yevarecha Hashem Oseh Shamayim Ba'aretz. And the God who will bless you is the one who is Oseh Shamayim Ba'aretz. What does that mean? Radak says Klomar Oseh Shamayim. That's Nim Abracha Ba'Allah, that God who controls the heavens, who gives bracha in the world, who Oseh Aretz Titen Yivulah and allows the earth to bring its fruit, Kasher Yitzaveh Yizbarach, that God makes heaven and earth, meaning that the crops will be successful. Yivrach Hashem Yitzion is a sense of that you should praise God here, Baruch Hashem, Yivet Hashem, and then when you leave, when you rech Hashem Mitzion, Hashem will still bless you when you go back home, and you'll go back to your fields to enjoy the produce of the land. That's the bracha we're looking at. That's what the bracha that's being offered to those who are coming to be Olah LaRegel. That Hashem would give you, this is pasuk from Bracha to Yaakov, V'tein lecha Elokim, Yitel HaShamayim, the dew of heaven, V'shamnei Arat, the land, Rov Dagan V'Kirosh. And that's part of the other side of Pesach. Pesach is not so much just about Yitzhak Mitzrayim, it's also Chag Aviv, the beginning of the harvest season. So that's what connects this Halal Gadol, is about both the Yitzhak Mitzrayim and the Notin Lechem Mechol Basar. Both of those go together. Pesach expresses both of those things at once. And I think I'm going to stop here, and we'll continue on looking at Tilim Kuf Lamed Hey, the second half of this introduction to those who are Omdim Beit Hashem. We'll continue on from there and have a great week.
Thanks, Danny. Shavuot Tov, everybody.
Thank you.
Look, am I here next week? Hey, David.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah, next week.
Hey, thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
Thank you.